You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
But yeah, it's an event that's been organised by myself and my colleague, Bundjalung woman, Courtney Marsh. It's called Ngawi Warri Maori, which means we stand strong in the language spoken by the Gadigal people, which the museum is on. And it is a night, yeah, celebrating and talking about Aboriginal First Nations resilience, especially around this time period of the year.
Yeah, this time of the year, we have to remind our listeners, we're just leading up to Australia Day, a day that many people don't recognize, in which they don't recognize themselves in as a day of celebration.
What basically the night's about too is we deliberately tried to get a lot of, you know, cool sort of First Nations artists, First Nations, you know, people that want to discuss, you know, all the sort of the discussions already happen around this date and around this time period, and just trying to bring them into the museum and facilitate a discussion, but a discussion that's First Nations led. So like a lot of the time, you know, there's a lot of discussion in other places like the media and stuff where sometimes First Nations people aren't even part of the discussion. That's why we wanted to have sort of like a First Nations led discussion here at the museum and just give a platform for different voices.
Definitely. I've seen the lineup, a pretty outstanding lineup of artists, DJs, spoken word artists and so on. But there is one particular topic that caught my eye, the colonial biases in museum spaces. Can you tell us about the colonial biases in museum spaces?
Basically, there is a long history of and it's not just like the Australian Museum, but it's like museums more broadly and even internationally, they were part of colonial history, and they sort of only talked about sort of one side of history for a long time. Or if they did have First Nations people in museums, some museums have had, you know, Aboriginal culture on display for a very long time, but for a long time Aboriginal people had no say in how they were represented or like who told their story or how it was told. And of course that led to sort of biases, because you know the way the world works and how people's minds work is, you know, if you don't really come from that culture, then representing it, you'll have your own slant, you know what I mean?
And I think
for a long time that hasn't been discussed. You know, a lot of people will come to places like the Australian Museum, but also other places like, the National Museum, different art galleries and whatever, or big libraries like the National Library or the State Library. And what they're told, they think is facts, because these institutions are really big and they're very old, and they, you know, so a lot of people will look at that and go, like, whatever the museum tells us must be true.
Yeah.
So if there is these biases, then that leads to
misunderstanding.
Yeah, it leads to misunderstandings, and it can, you know, it can be very damaging. Like if it leads to, prolongs like a stereotype or creates a stereotype. So you know, so that's why we want to, and we're trying to do it a lot at the Australian Museum now, is have First Nations people themselves control what's being said about us. And if you're going to hear a First Nations story, you're going to actually hear it from
First Nations people themselves.
But I think a part of that is to address the past as well, especially like the past with the museum, and like, you know, even though the museum is and not just our museum, all museums are trying to work towards being better than we used to be, we still have sometimes a bad history that we need to sort of talk about, so we can move forward, so we can sort of address how things were bad in the future, so we can talk about how we're going to make them better in how they were bad in the past, so we can make them better in the future.
Yeah, that's really compelling. And there's a show by one person who questions how to be a better Aboriginal. Well, not just how to be a good Australian, but his question is how to be a better Aboriginal.
So that's Travis and Texas DeFreeze. And they run a comedy podcast called Bro Originals. And what they're saying there is they're sort of being tongue-in-cheek. So they're trying to... their podcast was a joke on, the idea that, you know, a lot of there's sometimes like a thing that comes up in the media a lot of the idea of a good Aboriginal, like,
yeah.
And they're sort of making fun of that idea as like, you know, it's something that's put on a lot of, you know, not just Aboriginal people, but a lot of sort of people from sort of minority backgrounds, that you have to be like the model citizen, or like, you know, they're, people categorize them as, you know, good or bad, or, you know, if you do well in school and you're Aboriginal, you're considered like one of the good ones.
Yeah.
So there's all that sort of history. So I think what Texas and Travis are doing are sort of making fun of that sort of idea.
Yeah.
And they're sort of leaning into these antiquated, like old idea, outdated ideas, but they're still
cliches
around.
Cliches and stereotypes, yeah. Now, that's a very compelling show that must be seen. Now, is this January 23rd event, would they be in the, because I know there's a specific indigenous side in the museum. I don't remember how they call it, because I was there once, and it's just a part where you've got the bark canoes and indigenous.
Yeah.
Is that where it's going to be held, or it's somewhere else?
So it's going to be at the Australian Museum. There will be a part in the First Nations Gallery, so which are Gadigarang, which means sea country, and Bialanurum, which means speaking country.
Yeah.
So they're both going to be part of the night, but it's going to be throughout the ground level of the Australian Museum. So we're going to occupy lots of different spaces throughout the museum.
Yeah, well, it's a very thought-provoking evening, and I gather the event is not free, so people have to book in advance to be able to actually be, how would I say, be not only entertained, but also be enlightened.
Yeah. So, tickets are around $20. It's $25 to get into Bro Originals. That's only $5 extra. It's only like $5 extra from your normal ticket, and that gets you also into Bro Originals as well as the night. But we do have community tickets set aside, so if any community want to contact me, I can work out stuff for them. But yeah, it's going to... So it'll be, and all the money will sort of mostly go towards paying the artist for the night.
Yeah. So a night not to be missed. Now, before I let you go, because I know you're very busy preparing this, you have less than a week to go. Any word to put out there to the listeners and the community?
I just think come along, support the night, join the conversations. The night's not meant to just be... People talking at you. It's meant to be a conversation. So, come being prepared to be part of the conversation, and also the night is going to be, you know, there might be difficult topics talked about on the night, but it's also meant to be semi-celebratory. So, you know, just come ready, because there'll be like music and other things. So be ready to sort of, you know, laugh and dance and all that sort of stuff.
An evening celebrating First Nations resilience.
And that's the major theme of the night, is, you know, talking about resilience and talking about history of resilience and continued sort of resilience and resistance.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.